It's Tuesday, September the 7th, and we are live from Hickory.
It's country-ish.
Alan!
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws' underdog, dressed in beaver rolls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
That's right. I am from Hickory.
I'm happy about it.
I hope you're happy, no matter where you are. What up, bumpkins? You're about to watch and or listen to episode 93 of Country-ish, and we have a very funny, fraudulent show for you today. We got residual checks. I'm going to give away some money in this episode, so get ready for that. We got best trends, what's going on in the news, crazy stuff up in the air, fake vaccine cards, the fair was in town, and very funny comedian Rich Scheidner. Going to zoom into the show, so stay tuned for that. We're not just live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and Twitter. We're also a regular old podcast for your ear holes. So don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share to the podcast. That helps us out. Write us a review. That always helps. What else can I tell you? Yeah, we're live. And one way I want to prove it to you is, I don't know, I couldn't do this. If we weren't live, how could I do that? Hey, John, how would I know to do that? And we're growing a little bit. That's because you guys are hitting that share button on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I think you can share. It's called retweet over there on Twitter and Instagram, I think. Anyway, there's a little share button. And what I'd like to do now is beg you to do that. And I know you're thinking, well, John, if I hit the share button now, I'm going to miss a funny thing that you do with your face, you know, because you're very visual. So don't worry. I came up with a thing that, you know, I'm not going to be entertaining for the next, I don't know, 10 seconds, probably to an hour. But go ahead and hit the share button while I beg you. We'll look right down the pipe. It's the share stare. If I could make you share, I want you to do it today. Please hit that arrow button that points us way. I want you to hit the share button. I need you to hit it now. Oh, that's my favorite part of the share stare. Share does that. She'll go, oh, you know, that's why I do it. But look, I appreciate you doing that. If you didn't do it, I appreciate it when you get around to it. Do it on your own time. You can do it at the end of the show. Anyway, we're checking your comments. No, I'm not checking them. Obviously, right now I'm talking to you, but I got two interns that are sitting over here that are checking your comments. And from time to time, I'll go over there and ask them what's up, and I'll read one of your comments. Let me ask you a question, in fact. Do you have a bad school picture? Remember school picture day? Yeah, well, that's a coming around. And we'll share some of ours, but I want you to share some of yours. Put in the comments section. We'll talk about it if it's funny. You know what I mean? I got two interns over here. One of them is doing YouTube. One of them is doing Facebook. Right there to the left, very handsome devil, wearing a beautiful Hendrick Honda hat and a beautiful ginger beard mask and a country-ish t-shirt. I'm talking about Elliot the intern. And right next to him is his intern. Elliot the intern's intern, also known as Mark. Have a ball.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. How we doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Very well.
I'm doing great, man. So you guys let me know if something hilarious happens. Okay.
Will do.
And we'll go check in to you from time to time. But before we do that, let me introduce the man sitting across the table right here. Very tall man. Clocks in at 7 feet 32 inches tall. Used to play a little basketball for the Charlotte Hornets. Maybe you remember the Kelly Trepuka years. He was around there in that time. Some people call him the fly swatter. I call him the Southeastern Man of Mystery. I'm talking about Mr. Sebastian. How are you, buddy?
Fantastic.
It's good to see you.
We're so close now.
Yeah, we're so close.
We can do Wonder Twin powers activate.
Dude, wow, you're so big.
I apologize.
Wonder Twin powers activate form of a new studio.
And
honestly,
we have it. Kind of. Shape of cool.
Yeah. We have a new country-ish sign right here made by Brian Poe. Did that. Check him out. We've got new painting. We've got new monitors, which you can't see, but we're digging it, dude. It's good to see you. We had a good weekend, huh?
We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. Drafted fantasy football for my brother this weekend.
Yes. You get to sit into some chaos.
Yeah. I haven't played fantasy. I took last year off, so I didn't keep up with anything other than just the Panthers, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I don't even know a lot of these players. You know,
I could tell.
Yeah. Right. And so Jason had me draft for him. That's my brother. And he came in last place.
Which means?
The toilet bowl champion.
You were the toilet bowl champion.
And I had to do the penalty stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to wear a stupid toilet bowl or a poop emoji hat. But yeah. I think we have a picture of it. Yeah, there we go. So that's thank you, Jason Reap. That's what I had to do during your draft, since you were out of town having fun. I had to wear your emoji, a poop emoji hat, and that's the trophy they made for the toilet bowl champion. It's a guy sitting on a toilet, very strong looking dude. I think it's the Hulk.
Yeah, well, with him, it's modeled after Jason because he's won it probably more than anybody else,
and he kind of looks like that.
Yeah,
I mean he's big, and they call him Jaden.
Jaden, yeah,
because he anytime he texts Johnny. Corrects that to Jason to Jaden for whatever reason. So that was that. That was a good time. We come up with a new beer called Chubb Light.
Yes.
Our buddy Wes Pittman, who sometimes interns here, was wearing a shirt that I believe said Thug Life.
Yeah.
Was that what it said?
It said Thug Life. Yeah.
But the font was weird looking, and the more we drank,
alcohol,
the more we couldn't understand.
It's hard to read.
Someone said, what does that say, Chubb Life?
Yeah.
And then someone said, Chubb Light. And then we go, well, that's a beer.
So then we make commercials.
Well, we have to come up with what the Chubb Light beer is.
Yes. Well, what do you think?
Well, Chubb Light beer, and this honestly needs to happen. This would be a great invention.
Yeah.
For guys, you know, of a certain age who want to continue drinking beer and not get the bad side effects that might come along with too much alcohol when it comes to the lovemaking.
Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of an ED pill in it, a little bit of Viagra, a little bit of something in the beer, just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Just, yeah, not enough. You can drink like four of them to get like one pill.
Yeah.
And so it gives you Chubb, and it's also a light beer, Chubb Light.
Chubb Light.
Dude, we're leaving money on the table if somebody don't do that.
Yeah.
So we can
trademark it right now, though.
Yeah, trademark hashtag Chubb Light. That's us. We said it here first. So that was fun. Had a good time drafting for my brother. I was supposed to get a colonoscopy tomorrow. That got canceled. Yeah,
that got canceled.
Yeah.
Well, good. I guess. I mean, I don't know.
No, I postponed it a year. Turns out my insurance doesn't cover it fully till I'm 50. So anyway, that's the thing. I just wrote it down. Had to talk about it. I'm fine, by the way. I gotta say happy birthday to somebody.
Who?
Guess whose birthday is right now as I'm talking. This is how you know we're live. It is Tuesday, September 7th. It is 8:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And guess whose birthday is today?
Could it be somebody that's been here before?
Yes.
Could it be one of our former interns?
Yes.
Could it be
Isaiah, the intern? Happy birthday, buddy. I'm not going to sing happy birthday to you, but we miss you here. You want to say anything to Isaiah Elliott?
Yes, we miss you, buddy. Get back quick.
Yeah, there you go. Strong words from Elliott. No. Seriously, happy birthday, Isaiah. Get here quick. What else can I talk about? We've got to catch up on all kinds of stuff, dude. All right, so let's do this. Lots of stuff going on in the news. You know, this next segment, what I like to do is go to Twitter, Click on the hashtag. Find out what is trending. What are people talking about? And then we'll just weigh in on it. You know what I mean? Because I want people to know we're live. We're in the know. This is what's in the news right now. And here's how you know. It's a segment that's called Ooh, it's the best trend. Is what you're talking about. All right. Did you like that?
I like the eye movement. I felt like you were in REM sleep for a minute. I was like, do I need to wake him up?
Oh, yeah. This segment is brought to you by, we have a sponsor.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah, brought to you by Hendrick Honda of Hickory. Are you in the market for a new car? Who cares? Go to Hendrick Honda of Hickory regardless. No, honestly, they have great vehicles, lots in stock, and they'll give you a good deal. Honestly, go down there. Get your hot dog. They got hot dogs, too. There are all kinds of random food stuff going on.
They feed you and they...
I think they feed you. Talk to Batman over there. In fact, I have a little surprise. In a future upcoming segment on this episode, there's a Hendrick Honda shout-out.
Ooh, a tease.
You'll see it. So check out Hendrick Honda of Hickory for all your Hendrick Honda of Hickory needs. Tell them John Reap sent you. All right. Whew, couple things. Let me get to this one first, and then we'll get to some fun stuff. This just happened. This is how you know we're live and current, because this happened today. Now, if you're listening to this later, this might be old news, but this happened today, 2 hours or 3 hours before I got in here. Hashtag unruly passenger on American Airlines is going off. You know, this bugs me. There's too much negativity, too much fighting in the air these days. It's why I choose to drive recently.
In your new Honda.
In my new Hendrick Honda vehicle. My new Honda Passport 2021. I love it. So this guy, Timothy Armstrong, 61, of Las Vegas, was cited for public intoxication and disorderly conduct on the flight from L.A. to Salt Lake City. And, we got it right here. I guess let's watch some of this, and then we'll weigh in on it. This is what's going on right now in the news. Check this out. This guy's crazy. This guy's saying, you can't hold us. And he goes, we're not on the ground. They're in the air. And I guess this guy thought that they were just on the tarmac waiting or being delayed. He was so drunk.
He didn't know he was in the air.
Yeah.
You know, so that's they should have like a little thing on the airplane where they hook a little strap to you and just put you right out there in the like a little trap door.
To put you out of the plane.
Yeah, like they'll just dangle you for a second.
Oh. Sober you up.
It'll sober you up fast.
Oh, yeah.
22,000 feet.
Going, what, 500 miles an hour?
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what'll do it for you.
Yeah. Why don't they have an emergency exit for drunk people?
Yeah, an ejection seat for...
An ejection seat. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, instead of going ejection through the roof, seat. It just goes through the floor.
Yeah, just drops.
Yeah, just drops.
Hey.
I like that. I think that should happen.
Yeah.
Well, because what's going to happen is because of guys like this, they're going to ruin my travel day. Let's keep watching it. Look at this. So he's already – the flight attendant's doing a good job.
Sit. You see anybody else getting up? Sit.
This guy's going to
get his back
sore.
Sit. You sit down in our seat and you stay.
You're fighting. Really?
Wait, pause it.
Worry.
He just goes – I don't know if you understood him, but he said, Joe Biden. Really? We don't even know what he's talking about at this point. He's just yelling out like what he thinks.
You think that guy's a dog owner, the flight attendant? He has to be a dog owner.
Oh.
Sit. Sit.
Not only that,
and the guy
backed up in a straight line like dogs will do. Yeah. Like trained dogs.
He should have said heel.
That's right. Should have told that man to heel.
Should have given him a little cracker.
the noise, the little clicker they have. Yeah. And then give him a treat. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's continue. I'm sorry, the Al Jackson. This video is probably like not cooperative, but.
Really?
Okay.
Sit. You are being power hungry, bunch of son of the.
Right.
And this happens to be a lot with a mask.
Hold up. All right. What the?
That looks like these pig snouts we had at the fair, trying to put the pig snout on your nose.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he's acting like a zombie, right? Yeah. This is how zombies act.
Yeah. So it's bath salts.
It's bath salts. Yeah. This is not the walking dead. This is the flying dead.
Yeah.
Because he's in the air going 500 miles an hour. This is more of that. You continue to play it, but it's more of this idiot acting like a zombie. Oh, yeah, that's it. So here's my thing. His name is Timothy Armstrong. Hey, dude, you're ruining it for the rest of us. Some of us are trying to enjoy our travel days.
Our airplane bottles.
Yes. So what's going to happen? Because this drunk idiot can't control his liquor, they're going to ban it at some point. Mm. It's going to be gone off planes, and not just planes, the entire airport. Mm. And that's going to ruin my life. That is the one thing I kind of look forward to on travel days sometimes. Yeah. Is like, you know what? It's going to be a long day of traveling. At least when I get there, I can crack open a beer and enjoy it and just enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Now, Timothy Armstrong trying to make a point in the air. You're 61, dude. Come on, man. Anyway, it was captured, as you can see. This is flight 1802 from L.A. to Salt Lake City. And it was an American Airlines flight.
And he's going to land in the Mormon capital of the world. That's isn't right. That hilarious?
It started with him yelling at an Asian woman in front of him to sit down. Because you mentioned something in pre-gaming about someone standing and not sitting. That's kind of how it started. I don't know if that part wasn't in this video. But my point is this. Timothy, sit down, shut up, and just look. When we're in the air, we know the rules. Just
This is bad, man. That they duct tape. I mean, that they banned.
They duct tape one guy.
Yeah, they banned the duct tape. I heard.
Yeah,
you can't duct tape a passenger anymore. You still should be able to duct tape them.
Well, if we can't duct tape them, then I think we should go to your idea. Eject pull the lever. Get rid of the lever. Yeah, you're out of here, dude. All right, let's move on to something more pleasant. It is also National Hashtag Beer Lovers Day. Now, I know that's... Oh,
that's all about me.
Yeah, all right, so we knew today was National Beer Lover... Oh, that's too loud.
Oh, yeah. Man, let's do it.
All right. There it is. Thank you. Yes, it's National Beer Lovers Day. On September 7th, that's today, as I'm talking, National Beer Lovers Day celebrates the grains, hops, and brewing methods across many eras. So I got this beer... Elliot brought us this beer.
Nice.
From Port City Monumental IPA Indian Pale Ale, 6.3% alcohol. And you want to give this person a shout out who brought us this beer?
John Duke at Duke's Restaurant and Wine Bar right down the block.
Well, cheers to you, cheers brother. To you, brother. Cheers to everybody. Happy to
one thing we like is beer. All Prost. The bees, John. All the bees. Beers, blondes,
brunettes.
Boobs, bikinis,
babes.
Oh, we love all the bees.
I like anything starts with a B. Do you guys have a beer?
Nope, we were left out.
Good. I told Mark Stamos to get you guys some beers. You don't have anything over there? You don't drink beer, do you?
I quit drinking 5 years ago.
You don't drink beer. What do you want anything?
I'll get something later.
All right, you can have this because this is IPA. Actually, this is not bad.
John doesn't like.
What do you think of this?
I like it. John doesn't like beers that have like 12 different names in front of it, like a porter with a splash of you know, IPA.
This is
Smokehouse.
Monumental.
It is monumental.
It's good. Thank you.
Well, aren't you going to Washington D.C. next week? And you ought to be thinking about monuments.
That's true. Maybe I'll have a monumental at the Washington Monument.
Yes,
I will be going to Washington D.C. That will be September 16, 17, and 18. As of now, I'm going to the DC Comedy Loft. That gig has been moved 3 or 4 times. Knock on wood, fingers crossed this time. It won't get canceled. Come see me. Tickets at johnreap.com. Click on tour dates. Let's move on to the next national something or other day. September the 9th. Okay, so this will be 2 days from now as I'm talking, or it could be live to you right now if it's already on YouTube as a clip.
Yes.
So Hey, today, September 9th, it's National School Pitcher Day. So what that means is on the second Thursday in September, National School Pitcher Day reminds us to put on our best smiles. Pitcher Day creates memories that last a lifetime. And a lot of those memories you wish you could forget. I've got a bad school picture I thought I'd share with everybody. So if you're watching this live right now, good, put a school picture down there. I want to see what you look like back then. Here's me. Sign me up, Old Navy.
That's more waves than Atlantic Ocean going on right there. Am I wrong? It could be the Red Sea. Oh, boy. I've got more, Alan. I've got more.
Wow. Oh,
dude.
Wow. I'm not sure what grade this is. What do you think that is? What grade
could you
is
ever
that?
Imagine? Did you get a hot girlfriend like you've got currently?
No.
I mean, isn't this amazing? This gives us all hope.
It should. It should. This should give everyone at home hope because look what I turned into.
Yeah. So all you young kids out there, don't just be discouraged. No. Take this picture out.
Yeah, use this as motivation for
absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
If this
you
kid,
can be a John Reap too someday.
I want to say possibly sixth grade.
Sixth grade? That's probably
or fifth
sixth
or
grade.
Sixth grade.
I like the shirt though, dude. The shirt's not. The shirt's hot. Like, was that like one of those rug had long sleeves and everything?
No, I believe it was a short sleeve
shirt. Was it
short? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It looked like, I feel like it's some sort of navy looking thing. But yeah, braces. I don't know if you can tell.
I can tell you got braces on.
I got braces under the no lips. The hair is very wavy, very red. I do remember my braces. I was the, you know, now when you get braces, they can hide them. They can make them invisible. They can just put retainers in now. Back in the day, dude.
No.
Everything on every tooth was the kind that went all the way around the tooth. They called them bands, not brackets.
And they had neon, didn't they? Didn't you get neon bands?
Those rubber bands.
Rubber bands. And they pop
off. You would have to get sometimes that would hook on. I'm talking about the metal itself was a band that went around the entire tooth. And they used cement. And they used this thing called the tapper.
Yeah.
That was every tooth in my head.
Yeah.
That was a horrible year right there. 2 years.
Yeah.
But, here we are today.
Here we are today. Look at this
happy
guy.
National School Pitcher Day. Hope. Oh, am I the only one with a picture of the Alan Jackson?
Yeah, I think
someone else has to have a picture that they sent in. Oh, oh.
Elliot. It has to be Elliot.
Whoa, dude. Who is this guy?
Nah, it's 1976 Centennial, man. That's a Centennial year.
I see,
see the little Centennial flag back there?
OMG, look at that haircut.
Yes, look at the great hand placement, too.
Great hand placement, great Hawaiian shirt. I'm so
Marcus
happy
Stamos
that you made fun,
heart
of me,
out.
Made fun of me for a good 5 minutes. Because now I don't feel bad. Look at this.
I know. I tried to get the worst one I could get.
That's hilarious.
That's terrible.
I mean, the bowl cut.
Yeah,
I mean,
mom
it's straight
loved
up
me.
Like a bowl.
Yeah,
like because that's not straight across. That's someone going hold still.
Mom,
and just doing
I
that.
Didn't hold still, evidently.
No, you didn't hold still. And what is this? Is that a bell or like a
that's
mug
a Liberty
from the,
bell.
That's a Liberty bell. Ah, so you play
I love
the bells?
My country.
Wow.
Wow!
Look
I'll
at that
you.
Shirt. It looks kind of like a Trader Joe's shirt.
I see Stamos in these shirts now. And I'm
Stamos
like,
wears
I started
these
this in '76, bro. I started this trend.
So what year was this? Oh! Now he's got the suit.
That's a leisure suit.
You're a man on the prowl.
Yeah.
Look at you were always a player.
Oh,
even back then.
I guess.
You know, if
I
looks could
know.
Kill, look
man.
At this guy. All right, well, let's keep going. That's not technically. Oh, yes!
Now you had one of these. I had this one because you had this.
Yeah.
Well, you did this picture, did you not? Back in this is a school picture.
Yeah.
The second one.
Yeah. Well, you know, the okay. So most back in the day, school pictures, the professional ones in the yearbook were black and white.
Yeah.
And then every now and then for the seniors, they did color.
They did color. That's environmentals.
Yeah. Environmentals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did this in the 8th grade, but they give you a school picture, but then they come back and want to do a trending picture. And you remember this jacket, because you still wear these jackets.
Oh, yeah. This is a
Levi's 501 denim jacket.
So this is what grade is this?
Probably 8th grade.
Dude, you look a little stud.
Well, I had the jacket.
You had the jacket.
Saved the money.
You had the
it wasn't the Lee jacket either, bro.
No,
this
I
is
see
a Levi's. See that little red
yeah,
stick
Yeah, I see
on
the
there?
Red. That's
a lot of denim going on there, bro. A lot
denim
of denim.
On denim.
I thought you, because you're still a denim guy.
I love denim.
So I figured you'd like it.
Not only do I love denim, I love this picture, and I love that the hair on the sides is just barely touched above the ear at the top. It doesn't, like, you're not combing it in, you're not cutting it off.
I was trying to grow it long like you guys
were. It's kind of like a feather.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing the feathered look.
You know,
but you just hadn't had the full feathers yet.
I couldn't get mine to grow.
You're still growing the feathers. Looks great.
Thanks.
Let's go. Oh, I want to see.
Now, here it goes. Now
you're just bragging.
Now you're 18.
Now you're showing off.
Now we're doing seniors.
I only brought one photo. This is not fair.
I thought you were going to bring multiple photos.
I didn't want to make it all about me. Look at this handsome devil. Good Lord.
Dude's hope.
What was this your senior year?
That was my, right before your senior year.
Yeah. Dude, look at that chain.
You like that herringbone?
That flat gold chain.
6 millimeter, 10 karat gold, 18 inch.
Wow.
Herringbone chain from the Jewelry Exchange. Jewelry Exchange, if you listen, we'll still take your support, and thank you for that.
I can't make fun of this.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this picture.
I don't have a belt on, but besides that, it's... These are some hammer pants or something.
I would have, technically, if you're tucking in, you should have a belt.
On.
But you got the pleats going.
I had some good pleats.
That looks like stuff from Chess King or Merry-Go-Round.
Absolutely. That's a Chess King special.
All right, let's move on. I'm tired of looking at this.
Who is that guy?
What in the Bride of Chucky is this? What? Look at this. Who is this?
Oh, my
Lord. Is this Mark Havaball or is this Elliot the intern?
That was me before beautiful ginger beard grew in.
Man, again with the bowl haircut.
Yep. That's what year was this? I have no recollection of this picture. The bowl that they used was so tight that it compressed my brain and caused memory loss.
Look, you're a handsome little devil, buddy. That's a kid every other mother would love. Every other mother.
Every
would
other
love.
Mother. Yeah.
Every other mother.
That's great. That's fantastic. That's a good one. Kid every other mother.
Yeah, not one out of three. Necessarily your mother, but every other mother.
Like 98% of dentists approve, 2% don't.
I like the striped shirt.
Reminds me, the stripes are hot.
Is that Bert or Ernie shirt? I can't remember which. Was it Bert or Ernie who had that shirt?
I think it was Ernie, wasn't it?
But, all right.
Ernie. Yes, Ernie.
Thank you, Elliot, for sharing that beautiful, adorable picture of yourself.
You're quite welcome.
Let's keep going. Let's see if we got... Ooh. Oh, now what we have here. We got a whole school. Home of DeGrace Elementary School. That's Miss Martin's class, grade 3, 1978-79. Now, let's see here. Who and where is the person I'm looking for in this picture? I have a couple of comments right off the bat. Wait, did I say something DeGrace? What is it?
DeGrace.
Something, but what is the first word? H-A Havry? Harvry? Elementary school. Miss Martin. Grade 3, which makes me think it's Canadian, because they don't say third grade up there. They say grade 3. FYI. That's how you catch Canadians. Because they don't say like, oh, I'm sorry. They go, oh, I'm sorry. They go, just now learning you're Canadian. You hear them say sorry, sorry, or about, a boot.
Oh.
That's how you catch Canadians.
Catch them.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark Havaball, you want to explain this picture, please?
Well, first off, that town is Havre de Grace. It's about 30 miles east of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And, how close is that to Canada?
It's much closer than it is here.
That's true. I'm not 100% wrong.
It was actually named after a town in France. Lafayette named it when he came through with George Washington. So Havre de Grace almost became our capital, but that's a story for a later day.
Oh, interesting. So, now, where are you in this picture?
Hang on,
let me guess. You're right in the middle, the very tall one. You look different. You shrank.
That was before I lost a few feet. Actually,
where are you in this pitch? Look at all these kids, man.
Far right.
Look, the same shirt that Elliot had on. You got two kids, a boy and a girl, wearing the same shirt that Elliot had on.
Well, if you take a look, there's a stud there with glasses on and a sweater vest next to the teacher.
Oh, look at them collars with the big collars.
Yeah, dude, with the collar and the cardigan.
Yeah.
The cardigan and the collar. I see you with them glasses on and that kid right there below.
Is that
you.
Rerun right down below there, too?
That's Rerun. What's happening, Raj? Yeah, that is Mark Havaball. Look, adorable.
And cute same little cut. Smile.
Same? No.
Oh, yeah.
Just about. It's a little flared up, but.
Let me see your hair now. Let's see what you got going on. Yeah, it's a little different. So, yeah. We've all changed. Thank you, the Alan Jackson. Is that all the pictures? What I'm trying to say is,
Yep.
Okay. Happy National School Picture Day, everybody. I hope you post your pics.
Yeah, I
want to see.
I can't wait to see.
This is great. I'm jealous. y'all's pictures. I thought mine was going to be funny. It was. I think you won. I think you win this one. If we're doing a contest, you win this.
Thank you. I thought so too.
We got a lot of show to do, guys. We got a dating game with Isaiah. It's his birthday today. That's going to happen at some point. One of these days, I promise you, we'll get to it. It's in the to-do list category. Go to the Country-ish Facebook fan page. Like it. Leave a comment. If you want to play the dating game, let me know there. Also, there's merchandise there as well. Go like the page. All right, we went to the fair.
We did.
Remember when we went to the fair?
I do.
Was it just me and you? It was Marcus Stamos. And Have a Bowl and Elliot and the Alan Jackson went right here in Hickory. And I'd like to show you some highlights of the fair. You want to see some highlights?
Love to.
My man, the Alan Jackson, will hook us up. We went there. We had a good time. Didn't get the food till the end, but check this out. I was on a mission. I had a couple of things I wanted to find out from people at the fair. Do you know how when you walk around? When you go to you watch a red carpet event for any like movie or the Oscars.
Yep.
Remember how Joan Rivers or Melissa?
And I thought
Rivers,
about Joan Rivers when you were doing this.
Yeah.
You're like the John Reapers.
The John Rivers Reapers or something. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was like, she's always asking people in the red because they're dressed up real nice, mm-hmm. and I love fair fashion.
Fair fashion.
So my idea was to ask people, who are you wearing? Oh, you'll see. You'll see. That's where I got the idea from. Let's watch this real quick.
Hello, everybody. It's John Reap. Probably already know that. I'm here at the Hickory Fair, and I think I'm going to walk around and just ask people, who are you wearing? Like it's a fashion show.
Right.
And who's better, Nickelback or Creed? These
Nickelback
will be the questions.
Or Creed.
Which
and
is
people at the fair love Nickelback and Creed.
They both.
Who are you wearing?
Well, today I'm wearing Under Armour.
And I'm wearing Sex Wax.
Sex Wax.
Yeah. Five socks. Yeah.
Nickelback or Creed?
Creed. Creed, definitely.
Creed all the way. There you go. Who are you wearing tonight?
Who am I wearing tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Like a designer.
I guess Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop. I meant Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop. Should make some clothes. He said Fruit Loop.
Animal clothes.
Fruit of the Loom. And who is better? Would it be, if you had to choose, Creed or Nickelback?
Creed.
That's everyone's going Creed.
Yeah.
What about you? Creed or Nickelback?
Nickelback.
Oh.
First one, 3-1.
Hendrick Honda of Hickory. Boom. Thank you.
All right, y'all have fun.
You too.
Hey, Boomer. How are you doing?
That's interesting.
That's a cow, not a bull.
He's been steered.
I don't know that. I really don't know.
What does that mean? What did you do to steering?
You castrate them with.
Oh.
Yeah. So what we do is we put, like, give them some shots and make them go to sleep.
Is it Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer?
He lays down, and then we kind of wrap our finger around. We make sure there's two of them.
Two.
Yep, and then you cut them.
Two testicles.
Yeah, and then you cut them in half.
Yeah.
Then you push it out.
I feel weird with this.
You wrap your finger around it, and you pull it out.
What is it?
The testicles.
Both of them, yeah. Oh, man, and that makes him a steer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to do? You going to go like gangster?
He was trying to be a gangster.
Creed or Nickelback?
Nah, Creed.
Who are you wearing today?
Nev. Walmart. Nike.
Looks good.
Samba.
I love it. If you had to choose between Creed and Nickelback.
Creed!
Oh, man, everyone's saying Creed.
Creed.
Guess the speed of the third ball. I give you the first two ball speed, but I need to know the third one.
Third ball.
Left-handed, right?
Left-handed, Marcus.
This is tough. Left-handed baseball.
He did pretty good.
41 miles an hour.
That's pretty good.
Going left-handed.
Oh.
Left-handed. 35. That looked like George Bush throwing the first pitch out.
No, wait, balls it. See, I don't know which was worse.
Yeah. 36.
That was pretty bad, too.
still made me.
Please remind me. I'm sorry.
Carrot Top.
I know, but you won the America's
handsomest show. Devil.
No.
Last comic standing.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's it. Last comic standing.
Oh, this was fun. Pig racing. I won. I bet on my pig won, and we made bets. So you owe me $5, Sebastian.
I bailed.
Oh, me and Jody.
Oh, how sweet.
Love.
Look at this love right here. Look at these characters.
Stamos kicking the crap out.
I look like Aladdin coming down the carpet.
I know. He's gliding right away. The trick to the slide is knowing when the humps are coming and riding it like a bull almost.
Okay.
Your hips got to get into it. Bumper cars was fun. Not as fun as what I remember as a kid.
No.
Back in the day, they had electric sparks coming off them.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
They're very slow today. Look at this dumb thing. Forest something. It's supposed to be like a fun house, but this thing is so old. That really, we had to make up our own kind of fun. Like, look at that. This was the best thing.
House of Fun. This little bar here is right on the jump. If it goes down anymore, don't look at it.
Oh, okay.
My body, the ocean, my world.
Look how scared Mark gets. We'll see his face change here.
Look, see everything.
What?
Oh, no.
I don't like this.
Yeah, no. We look at that.
So I believe Mark's jump went up into his
yes hand. Yeah. You got to go inside there and wrap your finger around the both of them and pull them out. Turn into a steer.
Look at him. Oh, boy. So who are you wearing tonight?
Well, we're in country.
Country. More country than
country.
Ish.
Country.
Yeah.
Country.
Now, last question. You have to pick one band. Nickelback or Creed?
Oh, Creed.
Creed.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Creed.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Well, there you go. That's the Hickory Fair for you. Had a good time. Saw some weird animals. Rode some rides. Had a good time. And it looks like Creed wins tonight. I think we had one or two Nickelbacks, and that was it. So we'll see you next time. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Yeah, kiss, I believe it was just one Nickelback.
One Nickelback.
Yeah, one Nickelback. Creed takes the victory at the Hickory Hickory Fair in a landslide. That's right. So thanks, guys, for coming out. I hope you had a good time.
Just one caveat, though.
Yes.
I know it was the Hickory Fair.
Yeah.
But it should be the Country-ish Fair.
It should be the Country-ish Fair.
Yeah, we just take it over.
They need to sponsor us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're probably not going to do that since the little 7-year-old girl had to tell John what the difference between a bull and a steer was.
I'm telling you, I'm ish.
She's part
Did
of
you know?
Yeah, I raise cows.
When?
I'm country.
Good Lord.
You hired me for this purpose. I had 14 head of cow back in the day.
Oh, there it comes. That's the
accent. There it come back out. Don't hide it from
Look,
me.
I think it's – any interesting comments so far? We're about to give some money away. Look, we got a lot of show coming up. I got money to give away, residual checks. We've got a great interview by comedian Rich Scheidner and a great small-town news story. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot to do. But real quick, any interesting comments? Or anything on the school pictures.
Lorianne DeSanto said that in first grade, everyone said she looked like a monkey, bless her heart.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of kids look like monkeys back in the day, especially if they're in the 70s or 80s. They all had that monkey haircut, like that. All right, let's give money away. I'm excited for this.
Me too.
I've got 4 checks sitting right here. Now, for those of you who might just be tuning in for the first time, first of all, thanks for checking out the show. Hope you're having fun. Hit the share button. Your boy here has done some acting in the day. I've been in some movies, sitcoms, TV commercials. I've done some adult films I'm not happy about. And commercials for Preparation H, which we'll get here to in a minute. But they have to – oh, the voiceover. In a movie that's out right now on Amazon Prime called Astro Loco. You can check me out on Astro Loco. It's my voice. I'm the computer of the ship. Anyway, when they air these things, they have to pay me. They're called residual checks. And I thought it'd be fun to make a game out of it. So what I'll do is I'm going to open one of these checks. I'll let Sebastian pick out of these four checks right here. He'll pick one at random, and then I will open it on the show. I will read you what it is, how it's airing, and you make a guess at home. Person closest to the exact amount wins the check. It is a game that we like to call...
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
Oh, I think I got it just right that time. Sebastian.
Oh, I can pick? I got to pick.
Hand me one out of the blue.
You want to pick?
Just pick one.
I'll pick one. I like
this
one.
I'm not looking. You're picking. Boom. Here's a check. I'm going to open it down here. Well, you can't see. I'll tell you what it is.
I'm ready. I'm going to kill it this time. I'm ready.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some in-house guesses. That'll give you time, you people, time at home to figure out what your guess is going to be. Before you call in, there should be a phone number at the bottom of the screen. Call that number, because here in a minute, after they guess, you read my poker face. I'll kind of give you clues as to how you should guess. Call the number. We're going to take three people at random. And closest one wins a check. Now, okay, this is very interesting.
Ooh.
For many reasons.
Mm.
Number one, it's your favorite TV show.
It's my favorite TV show?
Jane the Virgin.
I love Jane the Virgin.
This is Jane the Virgin.
You can't even find a virgin in the state, much less Jane.
No, that's true. Yeah. They don't exist
anymore.
They
don't exist.
No. But this is chapter 68.
Oh, we just missed one chapter.
Just one chapter. I wasn't in the next one, dang it. And this is just for internet rental. All right, so you've guessed on the Jane the Virgin checks before.
I have. I'm shocked that you make this kind of money on Jane the Virgin.
Two things.
Oh, it's two things.
There's before tax and after tax.
Are we doing after or before?
We're going to guess before.
Good.
And then we're going to... sadly, give you after whoever wins. So just know that. Sebastian.
Oh, I think it's going to be $17.
Okay.
And 84 cents.
$17.84. You know, knowing the game and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
But it's, you're in the double digits.
Yeah.
I need people to do single digits.
Well, I didn't want to insult you.
But that's fine.
I thought.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Now, look, I've given away a check on here once for like over $900.
I know.
So.
Not for Jane the Virgin.
Not for Jane the Virgin, but this is the fun of the game. Sometimes you're going to get these checks.
Yes.
And it's less than what you said.
Yeah.
Now, let's go over to one of my interns. I'm going to go with Elliot the intern. How much is Screen Action?
$9.12.
That was very close. Mark, have a ball.
So I have to ask, if I can, higher or lower?
I'm not saying a word.
Okay.
It's too close. No, I'm almost afraid to let you guess.
Might not.
Write it down. Write it down on a piece of paper, and then we'll find out at the end. Because I'm afraid of what my reaction's going to be if you get it exactly right.
Yeah.
Should I let him guess?
Well, you got
committee?
You got the
Alan Jackson?
You got the caller's going to get.
We'll save it and we'll see.
Save and see.
Okay.
That way
did
we,
you
we
see
have the callers.
Have I ever reacted like that
never,
to a guess?
Never.
Let's go to the phone calls, man. The Alan Jackson, do we have people in the bullpen?
And keep in mind, Elliot is the rain man of the residual check game.
All right. Hi, the John Reap here. You're on the Country-ish show. Who am I talking to?
Mike D.
Mike D?
Yes, from Hickory.
Wow. Wait, this is not Mike Dawson, is it?
No. I don't know who that is, but no.
That sounds just like
him. Yeah, that sounds like Dawson.
Mike Davis.
Wow, dude. You sound just like a friend of ours named Mike Davis, also known as Mike D.
Yeah.
So you're from Hickory?
No. I am. I'm in Hickory right now.
What high school did you go to?
Ford.
Oh, go Tigers.
Took him a while.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on here.
Yeah, it took him a while.
I'm feeling
something. Think he was a St. Stephen's guy. He didn't want to tell nobody.
Well, he answered slowly, so it could be St. Stephen's, could be Bunker Hill.
I don't blame you.
No, it's okay. No, Mike D, love that you called in. I really do appreciate you, brother. Go Tigers if you actually went to Ford. Now, what do you do for a living, brother?
I drive a FedEx truck.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you for your – I mean, during this COVID stuff, I mean, you've been a busy man.
Been getting your packages out.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Would you call yourself
a hero?
Huh?
I'm a hero.
Yeah, you are. You're a hero. Yeah. That's what package handlers are. They like to handle their packages and they're heroes at the same time. I don't know if you're watching me live, but I'd like to know your guess on this one check from one episode of Jane the Virgin. Mike D, how much is credited?
Well, I'm going to have to go with around $9 and not 13. I'm going to go with 15 cents.
Ooh, very good. $9.15. Lock him in. I think people are on to me, so let's just keep going. I don't want to give any more clues. Good job. Let's move on to the next call. We got two more calls. We got two more calls. I feel like someone's going to nail it. I really do. All right, you're on the show with John Reap. Who am I talking to?
What's up, John? This is Jacob Wheat in Birmingham, Alabama.
Jacob Wheat from Birmingham, Alabama. Yes, you're about to say something.
No, Birmingham.
Yeah.
Paint me a Birmingham. Isn't that a song?
Forrest Gump.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. See, that was my question. Anytime it's an Alabama person, I like to throw this out. Roll Eagle. War Tide. It's weird, isn't it? I confused the two. So you're a Bama guy, huh? Congrats, I guess. You guys, I guess they're undefeated so far.
Yeah, they killed Miami this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We watched that.
Yeah, I saw that. Michael Wheat, what do you do for a living?
Jacob
Wheat.
I pay Patreon fees and call into podcasts to try to win money.
Oh, dude.
You are the grand dragon.
I'm rooting for you, buddy. You've been watching. I think he's – look, I'm not going to say anything. You've been watching. You've heard some guesses. What's the guess? How much is this Grenadier go today?
Not knowing what Mr. Habibal is going to do, I'm going to go $9.27.
Wow. Okay. Lock him in. Hold him up. Right. Put him on hold. Lock him in. We got one more call left. No one's got it exactly right yet. But people are very close. Very close. And I cannot wait to see what this next caller is going to say. The Alan Jackson. Put him in the room. Hi, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
This is Jordan Lefwitz from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, dude. Wilmington.
I'll see you in 2 days,
yes,
Jordan.
Are you going down to Wilmington?
I'm going to Wilmington in 2 days. I'll be ready for a free beer and a good place to eat, Jordan. Hook me up.
Free beer and a good place to eat. I think I might help you out with that.
Let's make sure. Yeah.
Listen, I love me some Wilmington.
John actually hung out with you.
What? Say it again.
And when you came to Wilmington, the last time you came to Wilmington, you did Dead Crow. I actually hung out with you after the show.
I remember, dude. We had a good time. What do we do? I'm kidding. Of course I remember, and I can't wait to do it again. I'm actually going to be in Wilmington, no joke. I don't know if it's on the tour dates yet, but I'll go ahead and throw it out there. It's after my gig in Raleigh. So I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina, October 7, 8, and 9. Then on the 10th, October 10th, dude, I'm coming back. You coming? Come see me. Same place, Dead Crow.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I'll buy you a drink this time.
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe you'll buy it for me after you possibly win this check. Now, what do you do for a living, buddy?
That is true. I work at a restaurant. I work at Elijah's in Wilmington. I work as a side chef.
Okay, cool. Well, then that's free food for
That's free food. We are Eddie.
That's free food.
I'll see you this week. I'll see you this week.
All right, dude. How much is the Screen Actors Guild residual check?
I'm gonna go with $9.63.
Put them on hold. All right. Well, we have a winner. Obviously, someone always wins the check. You were the closest. Okay. And then it veered off.
I'm sorry. I should have said, yeah, definitely $9.12.
Like Rain Man?
He said it was Rain Man.
Oh, because he called it Rain Man. Yeah, you are the Rain Man. Yeah.
The Rain Man of the
So I have given the check to Mark Havaball. He's giving it to the Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson's going to crunch the numbers. He's going to hand it back to Mark Havaball, and he's going to run it in here to me. And I'm going to take the check, and then the Alan Jackson is going to just let the person into the room, whoever was the closest. And this person will be the winner. But I want to see if we can get him to the right amount. All right. Go ahead, the Alan Jackson. Whenever you're ready, let them back into the show.
All right, the winner is back on the line.
All right, who's this?
It's Mike D.
Mike's
guess was $9.15.
Mike D, your guess was $9.15. The closest guess was by Elliot the intern. Which was $9.12. You went 3 cents higher. I'm going to give you one clue, and then I want you to get it exactly right. Now, here's your clue. Now, not only are you going to win this check, but we also have tumblers similar to these that you're going to get from Elliot, especially if you get it exactly right.
Nice.
Okay. So your guess was $9.15. Elliot's was $9.12. There's a very, 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 very sad date coming up. What's your guess?
$9.11.
Boom.
Boom.
$9.11. This close to 9/11. That is before taxes.
There you go. Yes. I clarify that.
So. That is before taxes. And that's the amount I said that we were guessing on. Yes, you have a.
That was actually going to be, hand to God, my first guess, but I thought it was too sad, so I bumped it up a penny. So.
Right. $9.11 is what is on this piece of paper that I get before taxes.
You're a magician when you move that around, too.
Well, let's see here. Do you want me to hold it long enough for Alan to zoom in and actually see? I'll point to it, Alan. Here it is.
Yes, hold it. Zoom in.
See where my finger is?
9/11. How cool. How perfect.
Can everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
$9.11. Now, because sometimes I forgot to sign up as a corp.
Your governor.
Yeah. No, don't forget my governor. Government.
Took your money.
Oh, my government. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I forget to be Grin Reaper. I'd just be John Reap. And if I'm not my corp, I'm just me. They take tax. Anyway, so this is what it is after taxes. You want to do another go round real quick after taxes? Give me one guess.
$6.94.
Close. Minus a whole dollar and 2 cents.
Okay. $5.72.
$5.82. Congratulations, Mike D. What are you going to do with all that cash?
I'm going to the liquor store.
One bottle of Aristocrat vodka.
There you go. Congratulations, everybody. All right, Mike D, what I need you to do is go to countryish.com. Countryish.com. Click on the contact section and then send me an email from the website that will be sent to Elliot, the intern, and he will get this check out to you plus one Countryish tumbler. How you like them apples? All righty. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more country-ish after this. Hey, everybody. John Reap here, and I want you to go cruising with me. Not in our cars, but on a ship. Yeah, let's take a ship together. It's the Reaps Peeps Comedy Cruise, November 6th through 11th this year. We leave out of Port Canaveral, Florida. We go to a private beach in Haiti where they have the world's longest zip line over water. We're going to Nassau, and it's 5 days, baby. I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing karaoke, and I'm doing stand-up comedy, and we're even doing Diamond Dallas Page yoga. So get on the boat with me. Go to johnreap.com, click on the Reaps Peeps Comedy Cruise, and this is the t-shirt you get. Isn't that something? I'll see you on the boat. Hey there, are you a business owner? Do you have a product that you're trying to sell? Well, maybe I could help you. I've got over 350,000 followers across all my social media, and every episode of Country-ish we do gets thousands of views. So if you have a product that you want me to try on the show or to talk about, go to countryish.com, click on sponsorship, and maybe your stuff could be right here on my stuff. Hey, see, you could be a corporate sponsor. Speaking of sponsors, we have a big one that we got not long ago, and I love all my sponsors, Hendrick, Honda, Hickory, and this next one. We did a big ad for a big company that I'm sure you've heard of before, but just look at what we could do if you wanted us to do a commercial for you. Check it out. This is our new sponsor. Check this ad out real quick. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Country-ish. We'll see you all back here next week. Bicycle!
Great show, man. Hey, are you okay?
Well, you know, I got a lot of itching back there. I feel like there's fire ants in my pants. I don't know what to do. I can barely make it through tonight's show.
John, you're still live online right now?
So I guess it's not just me. Thanks, guys.
Here you go.
Wait a minute. You've had this in your bag the whole time?
Well, you bet. I keep this on hand for butt itch. This is actually a new Preparation A spray. It works fast and no touch, so, I mean, Hey, what about the show, John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Oscar goes to Marcus Stamos. I love him so much, but not an actor. He's just a good-looking dude. Let's just leave it at that. Very funny. That took a long time. D'Alan Jackson, I hope one day to show outtakes and bloopers from that.
Yeah, I don't have enough time right now to edit all the outtakes we have, but I will try to do that sometime. So,
just trying to get him to say, what about the show? Hey, John, what about the show? What about the show, John? I mean, it's weird. You don't know what, when a camera's on you sometimes, you don't know what to do with your hands or your face or words.
Yeah, it's different. Definitely different.
Yeah, so that was fun.
I do have like 28 takes of him saying butt itch if anybody wants a super cut.
I'm going to loop that sometime.
I love it.
Great.
All right, look, so we got two more segments. It's already 9 o'clock, 9:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I talk, don't forget to hit the rate, review, subscribe, and share. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Hit the share button. This next guy is a legend in the comedy world. That's right. In the 80s, he made tons of appearances on television. Late Night with David Letterman, Tonight Show, Johnny Carson, and Jay Leno. That's how long this guy's been doing it. HBO half-hour special, One Night Stand. I want you to get excited for the very funny. Who's zooming? I'll tell you who's zooming. Rich Scheidner. And here he is right now, the very funny, very talented legend, Mr. Rich Scheidner. How are you, sir?
Good, John. Very good, man.
I want to go. Yeah. I know you're doing the history of stand-up comedy right now. Yeah. You got the book out, and that is fascinating to me because I love the history of comedy. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on here?
Yeah. You know, stand-up comedy is an original American art form. We started a guy named Artemus Ward. That started back in the Civil War. Lincoln was a big fan. He used to sneak into the White House late at night. He was a drinker. Lincoln was a teetotaler. Mary Todd Lincoln hated any kind of show people. They'd sneak him in because Lincoln loved to laugh. man. And Artemus would tell him stories and jokes, and they'd hang out, and Lincoln be all refreshed, and he'd leave. And he was just a wild guy. He did a tour. You'd love this, talking about the South. At the end of the war, right? I mean, you know, at the end of the Civil War, things were bad in the South, bad, poor. Mm-hmm. People were starving. Yeah. And he was like most popular performer in America at the time. Huge star in all the through the North. He said, I'm going to do a tour of the South. And he told his manager, all the money goes to Confederate Widows Relief Fund, wherever we perform, all the money. And the people and his manager said, you can't go in the South. The North is still angry at him. And you'll lose your fans in the North. He says, my fans are everywhere. My fans are in the South and the North. That's wherever I go, and I'm going to make people laugh. That's what I do. And he went through New Orleans and went all the way up. And he gets up to Richmond, right after the war. It was devastating.
Yeah, right.
And he does a big show there. And this Confederate colonel comes up with an arm pinned up where he lost an arm, right? And he comes up, and after everybody, they're partying afterwards, right? After party show. And finally, this guy's been in the corner. He comes over. He goes, I've been watching you, Mr. Ward, and I come to this show tonight expecting to have a little trouble with you. He said, because I think we got very few pennies down here, and here comes this Yankee down here taking what we got. And I found out that you're donating all the money. Now, I got to ask you one other question, sir. He said, where were you during, what did you serve during the war? And he said, Artemus Ward goes, no, sir, I did not serve during the war. He was too frail. He had tuberculosis. He said, but I made a deal. I sent a letter to General Lee and said, if he did not bother my mother in Maine, I would not take up arms against him. And Mr. Lee kept to his side of the bargain, and I kept to mine. And the Confederate laughed, and they shook hands, and the Confederate says, well, then here's this beer. And he pulled out a couple cigars and a bottle of whiskey, and they started drinking.
Oh, man.
So he was a cool guy. He was a wild guy.
I didn't know about the Artemus.
Yeah,
I knew Mark. Yeah. I thought it just went back to Mark Twain.
Yeah. Mark Twain learned from Artemus. They met out in the West, where Mark Twain was a reporter. Virginia City was a big mining place where the North was getting all the money for the war, Artemus Ward went through there and toured, and they hung out for a week together and partied. And Twain said that he learned everything about doing stand-up from
wow.
Twain.
Wow! Now, so that
they didn't
was
call it stand-up. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been obviously before. Is there any? They can't be recorded any records of this, right?
Like, no. Yeah. I got records of his shows. Some of the jokes. I mean, not everything's recorded. But he went to England, became a huge star, and died there. He was only 32.
Oh,
so he conquered England. You know, because England looked down on us. We were just a bunch of rude to England.
Yeah.
You know, they said the only thing funny about you guys is going stage and dance to fiddle music with a coonskin cap. That's funny. But other than that, there's nothing funny about you Americans. And then he went over there and blew them away with what he was doing. They'd never seen anything like it. They said, wow, it's complete original. You got to realize how radical it was. People, there were no full comedy shows. Comedy's just a little part. You couldn't laugh too much, or you looked like you were rude laughing at somebody. And he comes out and says, I'm just doing a whole show for laughter. And people would be, the young people dug it all over. But some of the older people go like, well, this is kind of unseemly.
Wow. So that was like the court gestures have sort of wised up or something. I didn't know. How much time do you think he did? Did he do like an hour?
Yeah. That's what he did. They had these lectures, and he just come out and he goes, and he just, look, he had jokes. Some of the jokes you can actually still work. He says, we must all learn to be happy and live within our means, even if you have to borrow money to do so.
That's good. Wow. So Mark Twain learned from Artemus, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when did it become like, I know
that Vaudeville opened up right before Vaudeville, like that period of like the end of the Civil War and before like 1880s, for about a 15-year period, there were just saloons, and that was just men drinking with prostitutes. That's all that was in the saloons. Right. There was no respectable woman would ever go into a saloon.
Okay.
And they had shows, and they'd have communist shows, but that's where you get the term slapstick, because they're always like teams. Two guys beat each other to death with sticks before the, you know, it's like, we'll beat each other, that way the audience won't beat us. You know, they were just roughs. These saloons were just guys and hookers, you know? And then Vaudeville comes in and says, you know, we want it respectable. We want it to be respectable. We want women in. We want children in. We want the whole family. And America's getting prosperous in the 1880s, right? Money, leisure time, all that. And so they go, but you got to be totally clean. I mean, you couldn't say holy gee. You couldn't say slob. You no reference to hell. Not even you couldn't. You, if you said hell, you'd never work any place ever again. Or damn, you couldn't say anything. Not even a reference to it. Like, yeah. You couldn't say devil. You had to work totally clean, totally clean. You know, man. But there were always guys that were working the line. You know, always guys that go over the line. Or Milton Berle, right? We always laugh because he's an old guy when you and I started, right? Old, dead, you know? But he was like, he was a teenager, like 18 years old doing comedy, and he's always pushing the limit. Here's a joke that got Milton Berle fired in 1924 in Vaudeville. He goes, this young woman said to me, are you looking at my knees? He said, no, I'm way above that.
Wow. Really?
That got him fired.
Oh, my God. I mean, comedians today, I mean, half of the people wouldn't be able to do anything today.
They'd be shot on stage.
Oh, man. So how did this whole thing begin for you? Not your stand up. I want to get into that in a second. But coming up with this, the history of comedy, what made you want to start that?
I was friends with Phyllis Diller when she was alive, obviously. And we'd always talk, you know, she was the first great star female comic. And we talk comedy all the time. She was such a smart woman and so knowledgeable. And we were talking about that somebody should do a book on the history of stand-up comedy. This is back in like 2005 when I came out, Mark Schiff and I came out with a book called I Killed.
Yes.
About road stories.
Yes.
And Phyllis says, you know, somebody should do one on the history of stand-up comedy. And we both thought it was Mark Twain. And I started reading Mark Twain stuff. And then I came across an essay he wrote about Artemus Ward. He wrote two of them, actually. And Dad was like, whoa, he said, this is the funniest guy I ever saw. And I go, whoa, who's this guy? And then I started researching him.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Well, I can't wait to read it and get into it. I'm fascinated by that stuff too. But what about you? So tell me about your experience. Like when you started, what made you want to start comedy? All of it.
Yeah. You know, John, I grew up in South Jersey, small town. It's very rural. They call it South Jersey, the northernmost part of Alabama. That's where I'm from. Right. So, you know, there's like my mom was from North Carolina. There's always country people coming through. There was a real mix, a real wild rural area and small town. And I was in Washington, D.C. I was going to law school. And it wasn't a great law school. It was the International School of Law and Screen Door Repair. it was more, you know, so, and I thought I was funny. A buddy of mine thought I was funny. He said, you got to go do this. And he took me to a coffee house.
Okay.
A coffee house in 1977. There were comedy clubs that were, I didn't know. I don't even know if we called it stand-up. I'd seen George Carlin live. I'd seen Robert Klein live. I'd seen Martin Mull live. I'd seen some people live doing stand-up, but I didn't know what it was really. And I went down there like you or me or anybody else. That first time, me, Foxworthy, Ron White, whoever it is, you had to go to that first time where you went from being funny around your friends on the fly in the moment to being funny on demand in front of strangers. That's the transition, right?
Yeah.
That's the And when you get up there and nobody knows until they see those eyes looking at you, not eyes looking at you going like, you gonna make me laugh? Look until you see. Right? That's right. That's right. Until you see those eyes looking at you. That's right. The arms crossing. You gonna make me laugh?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that's like until they see it. And that I did it the first night. I got one reaction. I did like 5 minutes, and one guy went like that. That's all it was. And that was enough to bring me back a second time.
But, who were some of your comedy idols?
Well, growing up, I mean, I was probably more influenced by Ed Norton on The Honeymooners or you know what I mean? Right, I loved that, but I loved Carlin. You know, I remember getting his first time I had heard his album, 72, Class Clown, was like unbelievable.
Okay.
And I loved Klein, and I love, of course, Richard Pryor. These are the guys when I was coming up. Probably Albert Brooks when I was a young guy was like my favorite comedian stand-up. But it's funny when I got into the history of it all, I started collecting albums. I was on the road for all those years. You know what I mean? You got time to kill on the road. You start collecting something, right?
Yeah.
And I got into, I don't know if you ever heard me from North Carolina originally, Brother Dave Gardner. Did you ever listen to Brother Dave Gardner?
That name is familiar, but
wow.
I'm not
going to turn you on. I'm going to send you some CDs of Brother Dave Gardner, man.
Oh, please do. Stuff.
You got here because he was like the Lenny Bruce of the South. And, dear hearts, he was funny, man. He was a former drummer, musician. He actually had like a pop song hit back in like the 50s or something. And then he got into comedy and he was a huge, huge guy back in the 60s, early 60s and all. from North Carolina. But my dad had one of his albums. My dad collected comedy albums when I was a kid. So I listened, I heard all kinds of different people when I was growing up on these comedy albums my dad had. Red Fox, my dad had all kinds of albums.
Yeah. So that's what, so you kind of grew up with it. And
it was important. Was comedy important in your house? Was being funny important in your house?
Yeah, my dad was hilarious. My dad was a class clown in his high school. You know, everyone.
There you are.
When I was a kid, my dad was the funniest person, and his friends thought that way too. So I would see how his friends treated him, like couldn't wait to see what he would say if something crazy happened. They'd look at him like, "What's David going to say about this?" And I remember like that's kind of a neat little power to have, you know, people can't. And so all my life when I was a kid, I just wanted to make my dad laugh. And if I can make my dad laugh, I thought like, oh, I got something here. So yeah, it was important in my house. Definitely.
Yeah. 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 My dad, when a comedian came on Ed Sullivan show or something, you better keep your mouth shut. You're going to get whacked in the side of the head. Yeah. Comics off and shut up. You know, yeah. It was important in my house. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad loved Saturday Night Live and Steve Martin. And I remember being able to watch, I mean, it sounds weird today to say this, but Bill Cosby, the special called Bill Cosby himself,
That's a great special. It's great. It's killer.
Yeah. And he just walks on stage and tells nothing but great stories, and you're into everyone. And it's not rushed. It's not forced. It's effortless. And it's still today, I think, one of the best specials I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to believe what a fall from grace that man had, because I've seen him live a couple of times.
How was it for you during the shutdown with the pandemic and all?
I just started writing a lot. You know, I did a couple Zoom shows. Look, we all know that wasn't the same. You can't hear the laughter. The crowd never becomes a crowd. They're all in their own individual cubicles. They never become an audience.
Yeah.
I did a couple of those. So I just spent more time writing. I mean, I'm at a point in my life. I'm 68 years old, John, you know, so it's like I've had my shot. Anything I get to do now is just gravy. I'm lucky to do anything. I got enough money. I'm okay. I feel bad for all the young comics. I felt so bad for the young comics who need this stage time and need this time in their career to develop. Yeah. I felt bad for them, you know. I felt bad. Or maybe guys my age who had maybe one too many marriages and too many late term kids, you know.
Yeah, but yeah. Other than that,
that's their problem.
Well, Rich, I really, really, really appreciate you doing this, my friend. Go to richscheidner.com for more info. He's got tons of stuff there. Lots of comedy and his show and his book is right now. So thank you, buddy. I appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, John.
Rich, everybody, come on now. All right. Thank you, Rich, for that. Check out his book, Kicking Through the Ashes, out right now. Very funny dude. Look, if you don't have any money and you still want to help the podcast out, you can do that easily. Write a review on iTunes. You write us a nice review, give us 5 stars. We'll read it on the show. We'll give you a shout out. In fact, I think we have a new one. Elliot, do we have a new review?
Yes, indeed we do. This one is from JCREHME82. Don't know how to pronounce that. John, I just recently started listening to podcasts and found you on here. I work for Penske Racing on the midnight shift, and your podcast keeps me entertained all night.
I love it.
I started with a few fried pods, then went to the country-ish when you changed it. I'm still on the episodes in 2020, but I'm up to September and absolutely love it.
Nice.
I knew you from the Dodge commercials, and then you did the Penske Racing Christmas party in 2017 in Mooresville, North Carolina, where I work, and hilarious isn't the word for it. You were great. So happy I started listening to podcasts and found yours. Keep on reaping on, and I hope Popsicle and Mimosa are well. Oh, and by the way, I'm a ginger and 6'3" of Twisted Seal and sex appeal.
What? Yeah.
Oh, meet me in Mooresville, brother. Meet me in Mooresville. We'll fight this out. I know where you are, Penske.
That sounds like a movie, Meet Me in Mooresville. We're going to record that video.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Well, keep up the good work. And, I drive a Dodge Ram, and that thing has a Hemi in it.
Oh, look. Nice.
Bicycle.
All right. Thank you for that review. Don't forget, you want a shout out, write a review. It's that simple. All right. Let's move on. We got one more segment. And dare I say, this might be the anchor of the show. People love it. You know, there's a lot of negative things going on in the news. And we like to find the happy-go-lucky things that fall through the cracks. Sometimes they're happy-go-lucky. Sometimes they're not. This one could go either way, but we'll make it fun. We'll make it fun. It's a segment that can be best described by my good friend Justin Clyde Williams. Check it out.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Alrighty, check out this headline, buddy. This might be in some of y'all's ball courts here, your areas. Woman charged with traveling to Hawaii with a fake Moderna vaccine card. What are your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts is, you know, it had to happen soon.
Yes, it had to happen.
It had to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know,
look, some people are calling her the Rosa Parks of the non-vaxxer movement.
Right.
You know, it's I'm not doing it.
She's not sitting on the back
of
the bus.
When I say some people, I mean, I came up with that.
Just you.
Just kidding. You ever been to Hawaii?
No, you didn't take me.
Oh, that's true. Next go around.
I lived there for many years.
Oh, you lived there?
Yes, sir.
Then you know when you go to Hawaii, it's, you know, look, let me just, we'll get to this point in a minute. Chloe Mrozak, that's a weird one, Mrozak, like Prozac?
Yeah.
Mrozak, 24, was busted for trying to skip Hawaii's 10-day quarantine mandate for unvaccinated
visitors.
Banking is
an important role.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Unvaccinated visitors by presenting a fake card at the airport in Honolulu. Now, full disclosure, as all of you know, I've had COVID a year ago.
Yes.
Right? I'm an OG COVID.
You're an OG. For the fans that don't know, what is an OG?
Original gangster of COVID. I had it right out the gate.
Well, you know, some country people.
Yeah, OV COVID.
OV
OG COVID. I got it in July last year, and since then I've also been vaccinated. All right?
So you double dipping.
Yeah. I got the Pfizer, right? And then you go back 3 weeks later, and you got to do.
Yeah.
I went ahead and did Moderna after that, so I like to mix it up. One Pfizer, one Moderna. Yeah. And then I thought, like, you know what? Might as well complete the trifecta.
Oh, you went and got a
Johnson. Yeah. It's called a suicide, which I may have done that by taking all three. JK, I took the one, but I have been vaccinated. And I shared this story on my Facebook page, and I did not know that a lot of my followers are doctors and lawyers. Because everyone's got knowledge about it.
Yeah.
But it's great. I love it. This is why I like doing this every now and then. It's like, ooh, what's going on? So, yes, I know that Hawaii is a part of America. That is one of the states of the United States of America, obviously. But because it's an island, it's got different rules for travel, even before COVID. If you've ever been, Hive a Ball knows this, they got the agricultural inspection, right?
Yes, sir.
So when you come in there, they got to check your fruits and your veggies for fruit flies and whatnot. So I get it. They're a little different than every other state in America. But this unvaccinated woman's attempt to enjoy Hawaii vacation with her fake card all came to an end because of bad spelling. So they checked her bags and her luggage and her spelling. Sorry. How do you spell whoopsie daisy? That's what happened here. The 24-year-old was arrested at the airport on the misdemeanor charge of falsifying vaccination documents. I should also be in jail because I've also, you know.
You've falsified documents before.
My report card in high school.
Me too. I did. You can take the D's and make B's out of them.
Oh, easily.
You can't do it anymore.
My signature kind of is like was my dad's.
Yeah,
you so can I do that too. You practice and you get it down. But yeah, so I mean, I should be in jail if that's the case.
Yeah.
When she first arrived in Hawaii, the Safe Travels Program administrator reported her COVID-19 vaccination card was possibly fraudulent. It was signed by two National Guard members identified as Corporal Wolf and Staff Sergeant Monty. That's just a bold move. It's a bold move to include the military on your fake government card, right? I guess when you lie, you got to go big or go home.
Yeah.
But is that like stolen valor? I mean, how do you feel about that, Hammerball? Like if someone randomly included on their fake card a staff sergeant and a corporal, well, does that make you mad at all?
Especially since it looks like it's the exact same handwriting for both.
Right. That, and then look at her name. What is that? Anyway, she lives in Illinois, but her fake card said she was vaccinated in Delaware. Hawaiian authorities determined from officials in Delaware that there was no record of her ever being vaccinated, which didn't take long to find out because it's Delaware. It's the second smallest state in the country. It's two phone calls. Yeah. We don't know who that lady is. Never heard of her in my life.
Especially when Morozak is your name.
Right? She should have said Texas. It would take way longer.
Chloe Smith.
Yeah. But there's another issue. Her card misspelled the word Moderna. The correct spelling is M-O-D-E-R-N-A, but she spelled it M-A-D-R-N-A. And I got to be honest with you. I thought that's how you spelled it, too. Until I looked it up, like, well, what's wrong with it? I mean, how do you pronounce that word?
Moderna.
Moderna. I didn't hear an O in there. How do you pronounce
how
it?
Do you, Moderna. Moderna.
How do you pronounce modern?
Well, no one says, right, it's the word modern with an A at the
yeah.
end. But no one pronounces it Moderna.
Well, they used to talk about spelling, talk about hooked on phonics. You hear it, Moderna, you automatically think Moderna.
Moderna, yeah. Right.
How do you spell mom?
M-O-M.
Yeah,
not ma'am,
but that's true. Yeah. I wonder how she spells Pfizer.
She should have went straight Johnson, because I'm right. sure this that chick knows easy. About some Johnson.
Right. There it is. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. I
Despite their initial suspicions, they let her leave the airport. Officials later could not find a reservation at the hotel where she said she was staying, and she did not list any return travel information either. Special Agent William Lau of the State Attorney General's office said he tracked her down on Facebook, and he found her page where she described herself as a model. And I went to her Facebook page as well.
Did you?
Because I needed some proof.
Is she a model?
Let's just say Victoria's Secret is still safe.
Is that her?
That's her. Not bad. Yeah. I mean, unless the secret is I love weed and hate words.
I mean, blunt, that, I think it
I don't know
it.
If you can see it, the Ellen Jackson. If you actually click on the background, sometimes it'll pull up the Yeah. This is what her background says. Be so blunt that they could smoke your truth. There you go.
Hey, that's like a Bible verse.
Yeah. Smoke it with your fake vaccine card. Roll it up and smoke it. She's pretty, though.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
She could model for like a nose ring company. You know what I mean? I could see her on Gauge Earring Quarterly.
A Gauge Earring Quarterly.
Yeah, it's got them big Gauge earrings, you know, maybe inked or High Times. Her photo gallery showed her with a distinctive tattoo on her left hip. It's a big tattoo that says, "No regerts." Just kidding. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, that was great. No, I thought she had a real spelling problem.
That
there.
Would be hilarious. She needs to do that. If this girl has any sense of humor whatsoever,
she'd have a redone.
She needs to do a fake tattoo right now. It says no regerts. That would be great. Law enforcement spotted a woman with a tattoo at the Southwest Airlines counter and arrested her as she attempted to fly home. So mahalo and aloha, woman. After her arrest, authorities said she told an officer she was vaccinated by her own doctor. And he's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. Yeah, she said even though COVID-19 vaccines shots are free, she said she paid for the shot. So if she paid for the shot,
that's a double shot.
I mean, that wasn't a vaccine. That was something else.
Depending on the fine, she paid for it again.
She might want to go get tested for COVID and hepatitis A through G. So she's like I said, she's the she should have went to Florida.
She should have been from Florida.
But she's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope she's okay. I mean, it sucks.
She's kind of got that wave like on your school picture going out right there.
Right, she does. I wonder if she's going to love this picture. So there you go, folks. The town might be small. Huh, Justin? What do you say? Yeah.
But the producer might be slow.
Listen, only he's got a
live,
lot on his plate.
Only live.
Are we, yeah. Look, the town might be small, but the news might be huge. Who knows? Great story. Appreciate you for coming. Did everybody have a good time in here today?
Wonderful time.
Have a ball. Did you have a ball?
Always.
There it is. All righty then. Don't forget to rate. I'm gassy now. This beer.
That's good Moderna beer. That's all monumental.
We need to get Chubb Light going.
Chubb Light.
Chubb Light.
Hashtag Chubb Light.
Yep.
Follow it.
Yep. That should be a thing for real.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. We did good. I think I'm just looking to see if I forgot anything. Did I forget anything?
I think you covered it all.
No, we did. We did like an hour and a half up in here. Yeah. Elliot, any final thoughts?
Two things quickly.
Yeah.
Our good friend, collective good friend, Mike Ellis of Artisan Entertainment is promoting a show with comedian Dustin Sims at the Newton Performing Arts Center this Saturday at 7. So just go to the Newton Performing Arts Center website to get tickets to that show. And Have a Ball and I here have an issue with S. Rose 40. She says.
S. Rose 40 has an issue with you?
Obviously. Interns, what school do they go to? KFCU? Now, here's the thing. We did, and we were on the fast track to get our collective GEDs until Roseanne Henshaw told us about how KFC screwed her over, so we dropped out.
That's true. Good pull. Good callback. And I wish Roseanne was on the phone right now to give us a good chicken noise. Sebastian, thank you for putting up these monitors in here.
Yep.
Thank you for poking up the sign. Thank you for being here. Any final thoughts?
Just share. Let's get a few more shares. I mean,
we're always trying to get people to share. The last I checked, we had 36. I'd like to get to 50, over 50. I'd like to get to 100 one these days.
Normally.
Yeah.
Come on.
So thank you for doing that. For all of these guys up in here today, hope you had a good time. My name is John Reap. Bicycle!
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, never did me no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh. Oh, you're still here. I appreciate you. I wonder if you stuck around just for this moment. I like those kind of people. And if I like you and you like me, let's share it with other people. Hit the share button. Hit the share button. Hit the share button.